When they told me that no two snowflakes are exactly alike, I came to my own conclusions. I had no problem imagining teams of white-coated scientists working methodically in cold laboratories. Would they wear hats and gloves? Placing one snowflake after another under the microscope and comparing it to all previous flakes. But my problem was, I couldn't accept the idea that because no one had ever seen it, it wasn't there. I was pretty darn sure that one morning the world would be stunned by the headlines. Scientists discover two identical snowflakes. I'm still waiting. And when they told me we were all special with our own special talents, I think I pretty much bought it. In America, they said anyone can grow up to be president. And it was comforting to know this, just in case I or any of my classmates wanted to do that. Of course, children are inclined to believe whatever we tell them. That's part of their charm. And while we admire their original take on the world, complete with wild misunderstandings and pure, simple wisdom, we also send them to school to teach them to be more like everyone else, to behave themselves, and to think the things the rest of us think. This is even more true in our great universities than in our kindergartens, where, after all, they make some allowances for wayward five-year-olds. Candidates for doctorates of philosophy or law, of literature or economics, or they use this name with a straight face, political science, people being trained to be specialists of any kind, are taught to speak the same specialist language and, more or less, to say the same kinds of things. It was when they told me that a third detention, or maybe another note to my parents, the details are hazy now, though the exact mix of disinfectant and aftershave and wet wool in the principal's office, that's clear as ever. But when they said that if I didn't follow the rules, these infractions would go on my life record, and this would follow me all the way to sixth grade and beyond, through high school, and a burden I'd have to carry into adult life, that was when I started to come to my own conclusions. And of course, doubting what I was told and looking around for myself and questioning authority, going off in my own directions, these held a certain glamour, seemed like choices to me when I was young. And it was so easy. All I had to do was follow the crowd, millions of us, free spirits all, grooving to the exact same LPs. You know there's something happening, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? When I was coming up, conformity came in a lot of different flavors of nonconformity. It's always easier to blend in with a crowd, not just when you're a kid, but every day, all your life. And whatever you do and whatever you think, you're likely to think and do those things again. It gets easier to go that way and harder to go another. So, okay, let's say no two snowflakes were alike. And let's congratulate ourselves on our quirks and idiosyncrasies and our glorious range of choices. But being original, and in that I would especially include not just imitating yourself over and over again, but actually responding fresh to the world and creating something new. Let's face it, friends, that's hard work and it takes a lot of guts. You know it when you see it, but often your opinions get in the way of even seeing it. I'd like to help make the world a little more safe for being original today by giving you and everybody in the world a bumper sticker that everyone can put on their cars. It says, "Don't believe everything you think."